Claims that Russia is de-escalating by moving away from Kyiv have been met with skepticism by the West, especially after new Russian strikes in Kyiv and the reported bombing of a Red Cross warehouse in besieged Mariupol. The Biden administration says it will judge Russia by its actions, not its rhetoric. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia has repositioned a small part of its troops from the Kyiv area in the last 24 hours, probably to refit and resupply before deploying again inside Ukraine.
And the battalion tactical groups that Russia had arrayed against Kyiv, probably in the neighborhood of 20% of what they had, they are beginning to reposition. Some of those troops we assess are repositioning into Belarus. We don't have an exact number for you, but that's our early assessments. We have seen none of them reposition to their home garrison.
Kirby says that last point is important.
If the Russians were really serious about de-escalating and the way they spun this yesterday, that they're trying to take the pressure off, well, then send them home. And that's not what they're doing, at least not yet.
Even after the repositioning, he says a large majority of Russian troops around Kyiv are still there, and the city is still being pounded from above.
Generally, the city continues to be under threat of airstrike and bombardment. We are continuing to see that. So even as the Russians reposition some of their troops, and before that, before they started to reposition, they were in a defensive crouch, basically. They weren't advancing from the ground anymore in the city. But even with all that, we continue to see that the city is very much under threat from airstrikes.
Kirby says the Pentagon agrees with recent media reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin was misled by advisers who are afraid to tell him the truth about the invasion. White House Press Secretary Kate Redingfield spoke to that point in a news briefing.
I certainly am not a spokesperson for the Kremlin and cannot speak to what is in Vladimir Putin's head. What I can say is, of course, we have information that Putin felt misled by the Russian military, which has resulted in persistent tension between Putin and his military leadership. We believe that Putin is being misinformed by his advisors about how badly the Russian military is performing and how the Russian economy is being crippled by sanctions because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth. So it is increasingly clear that Putin's war has been a strategic blunder that has left Russia weaker over the long term and increasingly isolated on the world stage.
She says the U.S. will continue to impose costs on Russia in order to strengthen Ukraine's position on the battlefield and at the negotiating table. Meanwhile, the U.S. is continuing to send aid to Ukraine. After an hour-long phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, President Joe Biden told the Ukrainian president the U.S. will send $500 million in direct budgetary aid, in essence, cash that Ukraine can use as it sees fit. Kirby says military aid is flowing into Ukraine on a daily basis. Assistant Defense Secretary Celeste Wallander says the U.S. has sent Ukraine more than $2 billion in weapons since last August. She spoke to the House Armed Services Committee Wednesday, saying the U.S. will continue to work closely with NATO and allies to work for a stable Europe.
Russia's actions have brought to light the stark contrast between our democratic values and our rules-based international system that the United States leads and Russia's autocratic, violent vision.
As the war on the ground continues shifting, negotiations also continue, with the so far elusive goal of ending the war. Democrat Adam Smith of Washington is chair of the House Armed Services Committee.
A number of people are, asking the question, how does this end? I think the honest question is nobody really knows. But how it should end is with Russia basically going back where they came from and Ukraine being the sovereign democracy that it is and was and should always be. That's how it should end. Now, that's easier said than done.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.